from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. Indonesia and South Korea strengthens partnership and investment in manufacturing industry. Indonesia voices global action on reducing plastic waste at sea. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. Indonesia invites ASEAN member countries to develop a collective insight about the Indo-Pacific Asian concept. Antara reported in Jakarta on Saturday that the Indonesian government, through the Directorate General of ASEAN Cooperation of Foreign Affairs Ministry, has taken the initiative to hold an ASEAN High Official Retreat meeting to discuss specifically the Indo-Pacific Asia concept in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia believes ASEAN's proactive role is inevitable and urgent amid geopolitical and geostrategic changes in the region. Therefore, the Indonesian government encouraged ASEAN to develop a shared outlook or framework with a focus on several cooperation fields that are relevant to the development of regional dynamics, namely maritime, connectivity, and sustainable development. The Indonesian concept is intended to provide added value to the existing ASEAN cooperation mechanism in realizing regional peace, stability, and prosperity for mutual benefit, especially through strengthening the East Asia Summit. Indonesia and South Korea have the potential to strengthen partnerships in the economic sector, especially to increase investment in the manufacturing industry sector. The collaboration opportunities of these two countries will be realized in the agenda of Indonesian President Joko Widodo's state visit to South Korea on September 10 and 11. Antara reported that Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto in Jakarta on Saturday said the visit was a return visit. President of South Korea Moon Jae-in visited Indonesia in 2017. At that time, the governments of Indonesia and South Korea agreed to create an umbrella for cooperation in an effort to accelerate the development of a potential industrial sector. According to Mr. Erlangga, the bilateral commitment has been marked by the signing of a memorandum of understanding by Industry Ministry and the Minister of Trade, Industry and Energy of South Korea, Park Geun-hye, witnessed by President Joko Widodo and President Moon Jae-in at Bogor Palace, West Java on November 9, 2017. The Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Eko Putro Sanjoyo, said that the friendship between Indonesia and North Korea has been established for a long time, which was pioneered by the founders of these two nations, namely President Sukarno and Kim Il-sung. Indonesia believes that this friendship will continue to grow. Antara reported on Saturday that the minister was speaking while attending the National Democratic Republic of North Korea's National Day at the North Korean Embassy in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia also believes that peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula will serve the common interests of all relevant parties and therefore must be achieved through joint efforts. Minister Eko Putro Sanjoyo added that Indonesia is ready to support and facilitate to play a greater role to create peaceful and stable Korean Peninsula through dialogue and other peaceful solutions. He also appreciated North Korea's support for the success of the Asian Games by sending athletes, officials, and top officials at the Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta and Palembang. Indonesia is one of the countries affected by the strengthening of United States dollar. At present, rupiah exchange rate against still above 14,000 rupees per US dollar. The strengthening of the US dollar exchange rate has affected business sector that relies on imports. However, on the other hand, the strengthening of the US dollar exchange rate has a positive impact on export-oriented business sectors. These impacts include increasing their profits, which have implications to increase the country's foreign exchange reserves. This was stated by economist and capital market observer Lucky Bayu Purnomo in a discussion held by one of the private radio stations in Jakarta on Saturday. I think that is a logical and market opinion that when the US dollar strengthens, it becomes an opportunity for several sectors, and there are also sectors that are under pressure, and mining is the most profitable sector. Lucky Purnomo further explained that in addition to mining, other sectors that benefited most from the strengthening of the US dollar exchange rate were plantation sectors that were equally export-oriented and had trading partners based on US dollars. He also said the strengthening of the US dollar exchange rate should be used as a momentum to encourage exports and national logistics so that they will not compete with other countries which also affected by the strengthening of US dollar exchange rate. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Consulate General in Karachi held an Indonesian Crude Palm Oil Conference and Exhibition 2018 in Karachi, Pakistan. The Indonesian Consulate General on Saturday stated that the activity consisted of seminars and exhibitions on the palm oil sector that were held simultaneously on Friday. During the seminar, the speakers and participants realized that palm oil was the most important commodity in trade between Indonesia and Pakistan. While speakers from Pakistan stressed, with a population of nearly 210 million people and with an increasing number of middle class, the market in Pakistan is very large and needs to be developed. Escorted by Antara, the Indonesian ambassador to the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, the Indonesian Consul General in Karachi, the Executive Director of the Management Board of the Palm Oil Plantation Fund, and the General Chair of the Indonesian Palm Oil Businessmen Association were speakers at the seminar. More than 150 people in palm oil and food business in Pakistan attended the event. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masafumi Ishii supported Indonesia to host Olympics 2032 after successfully hosted the Asian Games 2018. Ambassador Masafumi Ishii in JAK Japan Matsuri 2018 speech on Saturday evening congratulated the success of the Asian Games and waited for the Olympics 2032 to be held in Indonesia. As written by Antara, besides Japan, support for Indonesia to hold the Olympics 2032 also came from Russia. Russian Ambassador to Indonesia Lyudmila Voroveva in Jakarta recently praised Indonesia's success in organizing the world's second-largest multi-sport event, the Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta and Palembang on August 18 to September 2. He hoped that Indonesia will succeed in nominating as the host of the Summer Olympics 2032. The Indonesian government voiced the importance of global action to reduce plastic waste at sea in the Basel Convention Working Group meeting, which took place in Geneva, Switzerland. Press release of the Indonesian Permanent Representative Office in Geneva on Saturday, as written by Antara, said that efforts to reduce plastic waste were a serious concern of various countries' delegates at the September 3-6 meeting. The Basel Convention is an international agreement to control chemical pollution and hazardous material waste. In the discussion, the Director of Waste Management of the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Nofrijal Tahar, introduced Indonesia's policy and strategy to reduce marine plastic waste by 30% by 2025. The Indonesian Permanent Representative in Geneva, Ambassador Hasan Khalif, said that Indonesia has consistently supported the discussion on plastic waste at sea in various global forums, including the Basel Convention, in hopes of gaining support for increasing national institutional expertise and capacity. Representatives of Bangladesh Hajj Mission studies Indonesian Hajj Service Management to increase knowledge on Hajj matters and improve their services. Representatives of the Bangladesh Hajj Mission, Amin Ullah Nuri, appreciated the Indonesian Hajj Service implementation because they could serve a large number of pilgrims starting from registration until the pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia. Head of the Medina Working Area Hajj Organizing Committee, Muhammad Khalib, in Medina on Saturday, explained in the Hajj service system in Bangladesh, the private sector has more roles because the special Hajj quota for the South Asian country is over 100,000, while the regular Hajj is only 7,000 people. Indonesian Hajj quota includes 204,000 regular Hajj service registrants and 17,000 special Hajj service users. Besides Bangladesh, India also started the Indonesian Hajj service management. Muhammad Khalif said, India uses a lottery system to determine the departure of pilgrims, while Indonesia applies the order system according to the time of registration. He added, next year, India will take an example and change the model because, according to him, the system in Indonesia is good. Well, listener, that was the news.
Hello and salam sejahtera. My name is Javed Mutaghi, Secretary General, Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union, the ABU. On behalf of our members, we congratulate Radio Republic of Indonesia, RRI, for all your achievements and for your 73rd anniversary. RRI has long been one of the most active members of the ABU, partnering with our fellow broadcasters throughout the Asia-Pacific region. We congratulate RRI's more than 7,000 employees, millions listeners on air and online for 73 years of service to the public Indonesia. Let me also take this opportunity to congratulate the people and the government of the Republic of Indonesia for successfully hosting the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta. We wish you continuing success in the years ahead. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Terima kasih. Thank you very much. Javed Mutaghi.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia focuses on elite sports. The momentum of Indonesia's sports revival at the 2018 Asian Games will be maintained by the government with more focus on athletes' preparation for the 2020 Olympics, 2022 Asian Games, and 2024 Olympics, as well as sustainable coaching. The Athletes Development Fund will be to be available with a multi-year scheme so that the national training is not stopped because it runs out of budget. This was the topic of discussion at the coordination meeting of the 2018 Asian Games evaluation at the Office of the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture on Monday, September the 3rd in Jakarta, led by Minister Puan Maharani. After the meeting, she said she had asked all branches and the Indonesian National Sports Committee, or KONI, to look for new superior seats. This has already begun. One example is in basketball. Puan Maharani emphasized that the superior seeds needed a long time to be nurtured.
This guidance is now needed. Additional budget has been allocated in the Ministry of Youth and Sports, and it has been discussed long before the 2018 Asian Games. Especially with Indonesia's good achievements at the 2018 Asian Games. This means that attention must be given, especially by the government. From the result of the Asian Games, the government already has a map of which branches have the potential to win medals at the 2020 Olympics and 2022 Asian Games. She said all athletes who have demonstrated achievements will be prioritized. Meanwhile, the vice chairman of CONI, who was present at the meeting, hoped that the National Training Center could continue. He said with the existence of sustainable national training, athletes who at the 2018 Asian Games got silver can then win gold. If coaching is interrupted, it will be difficult to pursue achievements. Suwarno added, the government needs to focus on fostering athletes not only in priority branches, but also in sport numbers that are the mainstay. In athletics, for example, Indonesia is still lacking athletes from throwing and jumping numbers. Sports observer Joko Peke Irianto assessed that budgeting in the old way should not be done again. Medalists from every Olympic branch at the Asian Games must get priority. Well, that was my Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with September the 9th, 1948. The first National Sports Week opens in Surakarta. The first Indonesian National Sport Week was held in the city of Surakarta from September the 9th to 12th, 1948. The opening date, 9 of September, is now celebrated annually as National Sports Day. This first National Sports Week was attended by around 600 athletes who competed in 9 sports for 108 medals. After being formed in 1946, the Republic of Indonesia Sports Association, or PORI, and the Republic of Indonesia Olympic Committee, or KORI, merged and is then called CONI. It prepared Indonesian athletes to attend the Summer Olympics in London in 1948. Recognition of the word of the independence and sovereignty of Indonesia, which had not been obtained at that time, was a major obstacle in the effort to get to London. The failure of the Indonesian delegation to the Olympics made the Indonesian leaders then agree to hold a National Sports Week. Over now to September the 9th, 2013, the 2013 AFF U19 Football Championship. The 2013 AFF U19 Football Championship is the 10th of its kind, organized by the ASEAN Football Federation. Held from September the 9th until 22nd, 2013 in Indonesia, Australia, which originally joined in Group A, resigned due to lack of preparation. For the first time, Indonesia won the tournament after defeating Vietnam on penalties. I'll end with September the 9th, 2004. A car bomb explodes in front of the Australian Embassy in Jakarta. The 2004 bombing of the Australian Embassy, or what is usually called the Kuningan bomb, occurred on September the 9th, 2004 in Jakarta. This is the third major terrorist act directed against Australia that occurred in Indonesia after the 2002 Bali bombing and the 2003 JW Marriott bombing. The number of fatalities was 11. Among the victims who died were the embassy security unit, visa applicants, staff of the embassy, and residents who were at the scene when the bomb exploded. No Australians died in this incident. Several buildings around the scene also suffered damage. The Indonesian police suspected that the Jamaah Islamiyah terrorist group was behind this incident. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is Arero with Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on President Joko Widodo appreciates 1 million vehicle exports. President Joko Widodo sent off the 1 millionth completely built-up or CBU Toyota car of those exported in the last 30 years at Tanjung Priok Car Terminal, Tanjung Priok Port, Jakarta on Wednesday, September the 5th morning. In his remarks, President Jokowi appreciated the realization of Toyota's investment in the country, which in the past 2.5 years reached 22.7 trillion rupiahs. For this reason, the president hopes that export target of 217,000 CBU units in a year can be realized this year. The president greatly appreciated Toyota's export produce in Indonesia, which were sent to markets in Asia, Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, and several European countries and Australia. He also appreciated Toyota's CBU X products for having a domestic component level or local content between 75% to 94%. The president said this is a very high local content, and it is hoped that the local industry will also move up because of that. The president hopes Toyota's investment in Indonesia is not inferior to Toyota's investment in Thailand. According to President Jokowi, exports and investment are important to strengthen the Indonesian economy. Without it, the president continued, don't expect the Indonesian people to be able to solve the problem of strong economic fundamentals as desired. Also, the present at the realization of the 1 million CBU export units, Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartanto, Minister of Trade Enggar Tias Tolukita, as well as ranks of ministry officials and other working cabinets. The Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said that the increase in automotive export activities had begun to appear because several Indonesian vehicle models had been exported to various parts of the world. He said within 2 months, the President had visited Tanjung Priok 3 times for export activities. This shows Indonesia's seriousness in encouraging exports. Last April, President Jokowi also went to Tanjung Priok to witness the first export of Mitsubishi Expander. The multipurpose small car produced in Indonesia is now one of Mitsubishi's export supports. Meanwhile, President Director of PT Toyota Motor Factoring Indonesia, Warih Andang Cahyono, said the President's direction was very clear, namely how the trade balance becomes positive by increasing exports while encouraging true localization for local content. Toyota, he said, has implemented true localization of 70% and towards 80% in 2020. Amid the rupiah's depression, the president's directive to increase exports is very relevant. However, the challenge is how the government encourages automotive principals who have and will invest in Indonesia, not only with domestic market orientation, but also with exports orientation. Wari added, as reminded by the president, there were 2 important things, namely investment and exports. Both of these will strengthen the economy. The problem of trade balance deficits and current account deficits will be resolved. Thus, attention will no longer on the weakening rupiah exchange rate. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
A woman's greeting from Hanoi, Vietnam. I'm Nguyễn Thúy Hoa, director from International Cooperation Department of The Voice of Vietnam. Congratulations for 73 years of public broadcasting of Radio Republic Indonesia. In recent years, based on the cooperation agreement between VOV and RRI, we have exchanged experiences, professional skills, and some other aspects of national broadcasters. The cooperation has brought the two peoples closer, and we both celebrate 73 years establishment anniversary this September. My deepest congratulations is to go for the RRI, together with all its employees, millions of radio and online listeners, as well as people and government of Republic of Indonesia for its 73 years anniversary of broadcasting service. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Hirish News in brief, I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesia invites ASEAN member countries to develop a collective insight about the Indo-Pacific Asian concept. Antara reported in Jakarta on Saturday that the Indonesian government, through the Directorate General of ASEAN Cooperation, offering a first ministry, has taken the initiative to hold an ASEAN high official retreat meeting to discuss specifically the Indo-Pacific Asia concept in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia and South Korea have the potential to strengthen partnerships in the economic sector, especially to increase investment in the manufacturing industry sector. The collaboration opportunities of these two countries will be realized in the agenda of Indonesian President Joko Widodo's state visit to South Korea on September 10 and 11. The Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Eko Putro Sanjoyo, said that the friendship between Indonesia and North Korea has been established for a long time, which was pioneered by the founders of these two nations, namely President Sukarno and Kim Il-sung. Indonesia is one of the countries affected by the strengthening of United States dollar and at present rupiah exchange rate against it till above 14,000 per US dollar. The strengthening of the US dollar exchange rate has affected business sector that relies on imports. Indonesian Consulate General in Karachi held an Indonesian crude palm oil conference and exhibition 2018 in Karachi, Pakistan. The Indonesian Consulate General on Saturday stated that the activity consisted of seminars and exhibition on the palm oil sector. The Indonesian government voiced the importance of global action to reduce plastic waste at sea in the Basel Convention Working Group meeting, which took place in Geneva, Switzerland. Representatives of Bangladesh Hajj Mission studies Indonesian Hajj Service Management to increase knowledge on Hajj matters and improve their services. Well, listener, that was News in Brief.
Yuki Sakagami from NHK World Japan's multilingual radio service known as Radio Japan. We would like to congratulate RRI, Radio Republic Indonesia, for all the achievements it has made in its 73-year history. This year, Japan and Indonesia commemorate the 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties. We wish friendly relationship between the two nations flourish even further. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special segment on Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, tourist destinations, and other tourism aspects. Today, I will introduce a not-much-visited tourist spot, Liang Beach, in central Maluku. As usual, you can listen to this program via streaming at www.voinews.id. So stay tuned in only at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. The Eastern Indonesia region is famous for its beautiful and enchanting beaches. One of them is Liang Beach in Liang Village, Saluhattu District, Central Maluku Regency. Liang Beach, which also has another name, the Himunia Beach, has been named by the UN Agency for Development Program, UNDP, in 1990 as the most beautiful beach in Indonesia. Liang Beach offers unspoiled beach views with white sand that looks shiny when exposed to sunlight. Blue seawater gradation will tempt you to swim or play in the seawater to your heart's content, while along the coastline, many shady trees can be used to relax. To get to Liang Beach, the most practical way is by using a motorcycle taxi from Ambon City. If you go with a group, you can rent a minivan that can carry a maximum of 10 people. The distance from Ambon City Center to Liang Beach is approximately 40 kilometers. Although Liang Beach is not as crowded as other beaches in Ambon, its charm is not inferior. In fact, Liang Beach is very suitable for those who do not like crowded atmosphere. The cool air in Liang Beach makes you want to stay and spend time on this beach. After vacationing at Liang Beach, you'd feel fresh and inner peace. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Liang Beach in Ambon, Central Maluku. If you haven't found a place that is suitable for your vacation, maybe Liang Beach can be your future vacation destination. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Saudara-saudara sekalian. Hello, I'm Fayaz Shahriar, Director General of All India Radio from New Delhi. Congratulations, Radio Republic Indonesia, on 73rd year of public broadcasting. We are happy that they serve one of the world's most diverse populations, spread across 13,000 islands. Geographically, they unite the northern and southern hemispheres of the earth and link Asia with Oceania. Their listeners range from major cities to hinterland, coastal and peripheral audiences of various hues. They have long been one of the most active members of the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, helping its members shape up the beautiful broadcast landscape of the region. On behalf of my colleagues in All India Radio, I congratulate RRI and its employees, the millions of listeners on air and online, and the people and government of Republic of Indonesia for 73 years of outstanding service to broadcasting. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Thank you for still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany. A regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. Today's topic is white rice glucose reduction device. Stay tuned into RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. Rice is a staple food for most Indonesian people. The habit of eating rice seems to be very attached, so there is a saying, you haven't eaten or had meals if you haven't had rice, even if you have consumed other carbohydrate sources like bread or noodles. While rice is consumed 2 to 3 times a day, containing carbohydrates and water, it becomes the main source of energy that is easily absorbed by the body. White rice has less fiber than brown, red, or black rice. White rice is easily digested quickly and can raise blood sugar quickly too, so it is not good if consumed by diabetics. Besides sugar, 100 grams of raw white rice contains about 80 grams of carbohydrates. When cooked, the carbohydrate left is around 28 grams. A number of students from various disciplines of the Indonesian Islamic University Yogyakarta developed a device called Reducer of Glycemic Index in Rice or Roger. It could reduce the glucose content in white rice so that it is safe to be consumed by patients with diabetes mellitus or DM. This tool or device was developed by 5 students, namely Nurul Hidayah from the Faculty of Medicine, David Ar-Rahman and Damas Reza Pramuditya from Industrial Engineering Faculty, Itznaini Ainur Rohma from Communication Studies Program, and Desi Nasrianti from Chemistry Study Program. They are team for Student Creativity Program for Advanced Technology under the guidance of a lecturer, Dina Fitriastuti. Nurul Hidayah said Roger won a silver medal in 2018 National Student Scientific Week. According to her, Roger combined the work system of a rice cooker and oil sprinkler. In addition, it also utilizes a heating system and thermostat that can cook rice to change the pressure with a certain rotation speed. Roger had the capacity to cook rice and reduce glucose in white rice. For 3 kilograms of white rice, it takes approximately 45 minutes. Roger has been shown to reduce the glycemic index, or number that shows the potential increase in blood sugar from carbohydrates available in a food, of white rice with a decrease of 27%. Furthermore, the rice were tested on patients with diabetes mellitus or DM. There were 2 groups in this test, namely 10 DM patients who consumed Roger rice and 10 others who were not given Roger rice. Nurul explained DM patients who consumed 10 grams of Roger rice had a decrease in capillary blood glucose values by 75% compared to patients who consumed 10 grams of regular rice. According to Nurul, the number of people with diabetes mellitus or DM in Indonesia has increased from year to year. In 2010, there were 285 million people with diabetes mellitus and may increase to 439 million in 2030. Nurul said the main key to treating DM is to prevent the progression of the disease. Because of this, Roger was developed to lower glucose in white rice. Meanwhile, Dina Fitriastuti added, this white rice glucose lowering device has been applied to healthy catering companies like My Heartbeat Company. The response of the partners is very positive. There is an increase in effectiveness in producing low glucose white rice for people with DM. So this is one of the advantages of the catering to expand marketing. Dina hopes that this white rice glucose lowering device can help the healthy food business, so that efforts to live healthy can be applied more optimal. Now Roger is applying to get a patent. That was Miscellany Today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
On behalf of MBC Network Sri Lanka, we would like to take the opportunity to wish Radio Republic Indonesia a happy 73rd anniversary. Keep rocking and keep making brilliant radio.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. You can listen to this program through audio streaming at voinews.id or RRI Play application on your smartphone. In today's edition, we will present Pop Song by Alika. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to the first song entitled Aku Pergi. Happy listening!
Aku pergi, bukan berarti tak setia.
Aku banyak berkorban buat kamu dan teman-teman kamu.
That was Aku Pergi, sung by Alika. She sang the song with Ron A. Jones, an Australian singer. The song, which released in 2013, tells the separation between lovers because the woman wants to pursue her dream of completing education. Actually, this song was inspired by Alika's story when parting with girlfriend Princess because she will continue her education. Listener, here is another song by Alika entitled Sendiri. Enjoy the song. Listener, you are still tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Music Corner. You've just listened to a song entitled Sendiri. The song released at the end of 2016 and created by Alika along with Indonesia's top composer and producer Iva Fahir. It tells about the anxiety of a woman who is not a priority by her lover. Therefore, the woman finally thinks of ending the relationship with her lover. Through this song, Alika brings a new breakthrough in terms of musical arrangements. Music arrangement from Randy MP carries elements of R&B, deep house, and acid jazz. Well, listener, that was Music Corner for today about pop songs by Alika. To conclude our segment, here are two songs entitled Susah Move On and GR. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Aku tak melupakanmu, ku hanya takkan lagi memanjakan diriku padamu. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya hilang sekejap tuk yakinkan ku sanggup tanpamu. Kan ku terima kenyataannya, agar kau dapat menggapai kebahagiaanmu. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya ingin melangkah maju tanpa mengingat dirimu. Aku tak melupakanmu, aku hanya berpura-pura melupakan dirimu. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya kan menata hatiku, pulihkan diriku. Ku kan tunjukkan padamu, agar kau tak pernah menyesal mengenal diriku. Setiap kali ku ingin menghapusmu, selalu ada yang terindah mengingatkanku. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya ingin melangkah maju tanpa mengingat dirimu. Aku tak melupakanmu, aku hanya berpura-pura melupakan dirimu.
Cinta antara kita. hariku. Apakah ini pertanda tumbuhnya benih-benih cinta? Hari demi hari berlalu, raguku dibuatmu beribu tanya di hati. Apakah dirimu rasakan yang sama? Mungkinkah adanya api cinta antara kita? Ataukah semua ini salah duga? Aku yang hanya geer saja. Di saat diriku
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.